All right. Hey, what's happening, Don?
Hi, I'm Don Box. I work here at Microsoft Corporation.
Yes, you do.
Today, I'm over here at Lang.net. I'm about to give a talk, but actually, right now, I'm trying out a new career. I've been thinking about going into investigative journalism.
Really?
You know, I'm kind of in the old, the classic old school John Stossel vein, you know, kind of a 2020 feel.
Really?
So I thought, who better to make the first subject of one of my inquisitions or investigations than the one and only Mary Jo Foley? So Jo, please welcome.
Thank you, Don.
So, Mary Jo, it's kind of fun to turn the tables. Those of you who don't know, Mary Jo knows everything about Microsoft, and she has 18 million tentacles into the corporation. I see her driving up and down my street, you know, with the infrared cam, looking to see if anybody's coming to my house and trying to figure out what the org dynamics are. So I figured today would be very fun to just turn the tables a little bit. So, Mary Jo, you've been with Ziff Davis for how long?
Actually, now ZDNet, working for myself just for about a year.
And how's that working out?
It's working out great. I get to work at home. It's awesome.
Great. And what's your current project? What's been the big work item for you lately?
Well, I've been working on a book, my first book, which is a book called Microsoft 2.0, and it's going to be about the future of Microsoft, what to expect after Bill Gates leaves his day-to-day responsibilities. So that's been kind of all-consuming for me.
Fabulous. And can you tell me, how do you get the data for that book?
I make it all up.
No, really.
I've been talking to a lot of different people, partners and customers, and even some people from Microsoft who aren't supposed to be talking to me but are doing it on the background. And so it's going to be a book just talking about what people think is going to happen next.
Really? And what's the code name for this book?
The code name for the book? I should have had a code name for the book. But
Can you tell me when you think you're going to ship, or are you ready to talk about that?
I have a ship date that's not going to slip, unlike some other things we all have seen in the past. My ship date will be May 2008, and the book is done right now, and I'm going through the edits, which is very exciting.
Cool.
And you know, I found, you know, I wrote a book called Essential Com. A lot of people like that book.
Yes.
And I found the first chapter was the seminal chapter, and the chapter was called Com is a better C++. So if I were to take the first chapter of your book and we were going to come up with one of those titles, because I don't think anybody really read the book. It was kind of hard to read. But the title, people love that title. Yep. So if we're going to get a zippy title like that for the first chapter of your book, what would the X is a better Y be for that book?
Hmm. Wow. Now there's a question. That's tough. Is Ray Ozzie a better Bill Gates?
That's an interesting question.
It's an interesting question.
And so I have to assume you make some assertions about along those lines one way or another in the book.
Do
you want to give us a little tease?
No.
You're not going to tell us?
Why not?
Give us, can't you hint? I mean,
I'm trying to sell books, Don. I don't really.
But what better way? I mean, let me tell you something. I also know a little bit of about evangelism.
Just a little. Yeah.
And what I find is you're in a conversation, and you need to kind of just let people know what's happening.
Yes,
and
true.
You don't have to tell everybody
everything.
But you kind of let people know the basic premises of your thoughts.
Yeah.
So I got to ask, what are the basic? You're just giving rough, broad brushstrokes. Kind of very, very vague.
Okay, I can do that. I can give you kind of like the high-level synopsis. So the reason I wanted to write this book is I feel like people don't really understand Microsoft's strategy. And I feel like, you know, the last few books that have been written about Microsoft were about the trial and about the past, you know. And I think the most interesting thing about Microsoft right now is what are they going to do next? And nobody wants to talk about that on the record. So the way to find out the information is go to other sources and say, hey, here's what I think they're going to do next. And I'm adding up all the little pieces that people have told me and trying to make it into, like, here's what I think they're going to do next. So we'll see if I'm right. But I've taken pieces from all over the company and said, they're going to do a little of this, a little of that. And let's see if I'm right.
So I have to ask.
Yes.
You said you used a lot of external sources. Does that mean that you did not speak to a single Microsoft employee, past or present, to write this book? Are you willing to
state
for the record?
This is actually very interesting. I asked to speak to a lot of Microsoft people for this book, and Microsoft weighed whether or not to talk to me for the book, and after much deliberation, I hear, they decided not to talk to me for the book. So this is an unauthorized book about the future of Microsoft.
So I have to ask, Mary Jo, so many of us are so well-known and our email address is so easily accessible. I'm curious why people like you don't try to disintermediate and just go right to, like, you could just send me mail. Once in a while you send me mail and say, hey, what's up with this? Yeah. Are you going to be at that?
Yeah.
I'm always happy to talk to you within the bounds of, you know, what I think is right for the company. But I'm curious, how do you...
Why don't I do it more?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times what happens is if I send an email to people at Microsoft, they just turn me into the public relations people. And they say, oh, get her out, get her away, you know. So I've kind of been trained over time to say, okay, let me try to go through the channels. And if they say no, oh, well, I can get it another way.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting.
So I have one last question, then I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yes. And right on.
We'll change the tenor of the questioning. Charles Fitzgerald.
Yes.
I miss him. How about you? Tell me your best Charles Fitzgerald story, because everyone's got to know you.
Oh, man. I don't think I should tell my best Charles Fitzgerald story. Charles was not my friend. Charles didn't really like me. Can I leave it at that?
Yeah, leave it at that.
Well, I'll tell you why. It's actually funny why. I think this is the reason why. If you're out there, Charles, you can send me an email and tell me if I'm wrong. I used to joke around on my blog about riding the corporate shuttle. And it's kind of become an urban legend that when I lived in Seattle, would get on the corporate shuttle and try to get people to tell me all these secrets and pretend I wasn't myself and, like, listen in on convos. And Charles heard that I was doing this. And it didn't sit very well with Charles. And Charles made it a personal point of his to make sure I never rode the corporate shuttle again.
Wow.
Now, this does, of course, this all begs a question, and that is, why do you care so much about Microsoft?
Well, it's my job.
She gets paid to care.
I do.
No, but I mean, you have a personal interest, don't you? I mean, like your job, right?
You have a mortgage, educations to pay for, any number of retirements.
You mean, why not watch Google, or why not watch Salesforce or something?
Yeah,
like
what is it that is so intriguing to you about us?
Well, I guess it's because I've done it for so long. I've been writing and watching Microsoft for 2 decades. Mm-hmm. And so I have a lot of history and vested interest. And I kind of feel like a mascot sometimes.
Mm.
Not always a good mascot.
Oh, you're a fabulous mascot.
Cool.
Mary Jo, I have to go give this talk.
Right, Don.
Please promise me you'll talk to me before PDC.
I will.
Great. Fabulous. Bye-bye.
Excellent.
Bye.
Thank you, Don.
My pleasure.
It was great. Don just stopped in randomly.
That was great.
That's awesome. So we're at Lang.net. So what do you think of parsing combinators?
Yeah, it's an interesting conference for me to be at.
I feel
like I've understood about maybe 1% of the content here, which is a lot, actually.
Sure.
No, the reason I come to conferences like this is I feel like if I can absorb even a little bit of what's being said and what's going on, that it's worth it, because that kind of gives me a springboard for questions when I interview other executives. And I'm like, you know, they said this at Lang.net. Like, could you put that more in layperson's terms and help me understand how that fits into the strategy? So it's worth coming, even though a lot of it really is very deep.
Interesting. And so, I mean, the question that I asked earlier that was answered by Don was, you know, clearly... certainly, you're being paid to you're in the press, right? You are a reporter. You're also a blogger. That's another interesting question. Like, are you a reporter or are you a blogger? But clearly, you've chosen the path of looking at what goes. Certainly, Microsoft is interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah.
And you try to find stories that. And so, let's talk a little bit about how long you've been in the industry, why you chose to follow the path of following the technical side of strategy.
Okay. Well, I've been doing this, like I said, for a couple of decades. I started out as a reporter. That was my degree in school, was journalism. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about technology and have learned along the way. Mm. I kind of lucked into the Microsoft beat. I happened to be working for PC Week back in the day, and the Microsoft reporter left, and they asked me, who was a Unix reporter at the time, did I want to try to learn about this little company called Microsoft?
Mm.
And they're like, you know, Unix, it's just like NT. And, you know, so you'll be able to pick this up right away. I mean, I didn't know anything about Microsoft or Windows or .NET. I mean, I've had to learn it along the way. And that's been really fun. And that's something that really keeps me involved in my job, because I like technology. I find it really fascinating. And it's great to get to learn every single day on my job something new, which is what happens. So
excellent.
Yeah, and I get to interview all these great people like Don Box. And I've gotten to meet just about every Microsoft exec and interview them over the years. And it's been really awesome. I mean, you just feel really privileged to be able to do that. So.
And you've learned some very interesting things about the company over
the
years.
I have, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So much so that you've written a book that you're going to predict our future.
I'm going to try.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I really feel, you know, it's funny. People always are asking me about the book. Is it a tell-all? You know, is it going to be this horrific thing for Microsoft? Is, you know, are we going to read all these secrets about, you know, Bill Gates or Steve Ballmer? No, mm-hmm. It's not that kind of a book. Mm-hmm. My main intention is this is a book for people who aren't at Microsoft. I mean, people from Microsoft will read it, I'm sure. But the main audience for the book are people, you know, customers, partners, people who watch the company on Wall Street and Microsoft's competitors, too, you know, to try to put in context what is Microsoft doing right now, because mm-hmm. the company is doing so many diverse things and going off in so many diverse ways. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there isn't really anyone who's trying to explain the company as a whole, which is a really big task. And I know it is a really big task. But I feel like somebody needs to say, do you guys know they're doing this thing called software plus services? Do you understand mm-hmm. what that means? And mm-hmm. do you know Windows is still going to be really important to the company, even, you know, even though everyone's saying, oh, they're just trying to be like Google? That's not actually true. Mm-hmm. I mean, that Google and Microsoft compete in one very small segment. And there's this whole there are these whole other parts of the business that Google has really no impact on. And I feel like people just don't understand that about Microsoft. And I'm going to try to explain it that way.
Excellent. So we'll see. That'll be good. I'll read it.
Good.
I mean, I'll learn. But, of course, I've learned a lot by doing Chat Online.
Yes, I'm sure you have.
Do you have any kind of technical background at all?
No, none.
None at all?
None at all. When I started covering Microsoft, I had never used a PC. I went out, bought a PC, mm-hmm. taught myself how to use Windows. You know, it's funny. My main specialty over the years has been operating systems, and I'm not a programmer. Mm. But I feel like I've learned so much by writing about it that I picked up the other day when I was in a bookstore, a college textbook on operating systems, and I was leafing through it, and I'm like, wow, I can't believe how much of this I actually kind of understand.
Cool.
I mean, I definitely am. I'm not claiming to be proficient in, like, programming or understanding all that, the constructs of programming. I don't. But I feel like I have enough knowledge to try to explain it to lay people, and that's kind of how I see my role is – you know, taking all these complex technologies like Silverlight and .NET Framework and CLR and DLR and trying to make it understandable to everyday people.
Cool. So let's talk a little bit about the difference between being a reporter and a blogger. Mm-hmm. Because okay. I don't know, I mean, what are you?
Yeah, well, these days I'm a blogger. Uh-huh. And I started my career as a reporter before there was blogging.
Sure.
And then in 2001, I asked my employer at the time if I could start a blog. And I remember what I asked, they said, what's a blog? You know, it was just kind of coming into prominence then. And so I explained what it was. And I said, the reason I want to do this is I feel like, you know, it kind of brings personality into stories that could otherwise be boring. You know, my personality hopefully comes through in what I write. And I have my own style. And I felt like by being able to put my viewpoints into stories and not just writing them as straight, flat news, that I could make it more interesting and more understandable. And so I launched a blog called Microsoft Watch in 2001, and it really took off. And the publishing company I worked for at the time was really excited about it. And they were like, wow, there's something to this blogging thing.
Sure.
And as time went on, I got to know more of the Microsoft bloggers, and I started reading all the feeds, you know, the TechNet and the MSDN feeds. That's how I was staying on top of the company, was watching all you guys and Channel 9 and kind of watching all these other channels instead of just waiting for Microsoft to give me a press release and tell me something was happening.
I see.
You know, I knew about it before because I'd read it on someone's blog, and I thought that was just so cool. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big advocate of blogging. I always say I think blogging is the future of journalism, which I really do believe. And I'm very happy and proud to be a blogger.
Cool. So let me ask you that, I mean, on that topic. What are your feelings on, like, a giant corporation like Microsoft letting anybody blog?
I think
without
it's
any
great.
PR guidance whatsoever.
Yep. I think it's great. And I think it proves that people have good sense. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's so few times when people at Microsoft have done the wrong thing in their blogs. There are times, and I'm always happy to catch them if they do. I'm like, yay, oh, they use that code name. Great.
Oh, interesting.
But, you know, I'd say it's amazing how much people, it's not towing the line, but they think before they blog. And that I've heard that's what Microsoft's way is of explaining to bloggers, like, just think before you blog, you know, and don't do something crazy or stupid. And I think it comes through in the blogs, and you really feel people's personalities. Like, I feel like there are so many people at Microsoft I've never met, but I feel like I know them through their blog. Mm. Like today I met Tim Sneath for the first time.
Dr.
I never
Sneath.
Met him.
Yeah.
And but when I met him, I felt like, wow, I know him because I read his blog all the time.
Okay.
So I'm really happy that Microsoft has an open blogging policy, and I think it's worked in the company's favor.
Cool. Who else's blogs do you read?
Oh, man, there's so many.
You read Raymond Chen's blog?
Yep, I do. That's one of those ones I don't really understand a lot of what he writes about because he's writing a lot about programming. But
32, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I like his blog because he puts a lot of personality into it too, you know.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, here we're at lang.net. I mean, it's all about, you know, compilers mm-hmm. and language geeks from various stacks, not just Microsoft. What are some of your key takeaways have you learned over the past few days?
I think one really interesting thing that I think it was Anders Heilsberg who said it on the first day was how static programming languages are becoming more dynamic, and dynamic languages are becoming more, you know, incorporating more static features. I think that's a really interesting observation, you know, that it's not two camps at war with each other and you're either in this camp or that camp. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see if that really does come to pass and what it means, you know.
Sure.
So I thought that was really interesting. What else? I was kind of hoping here I would have heard a little more about futures, but I know, you know, you got to keep the lid on some stuff. And mm-hmm. so I'm looking forward to Don Box's talk because he's going to talk about modeling. And I think that could be quite interesting. Yes.
Yeah, that will be good. Yeah. Well, you know, it's been great to turn the camera on.
Yeah, thanks, Charles.
And we'll put this on Channel 9.
Yeah, great.
That'll be great.
Fun.
So enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you.
Thanks. That was fun.